but I think I'm running game, running game. Don't want you feeling lonely, but I can't change. Loving you, gotta show me. Pay attention like you owe me, yeah. That's right, running game, running game. I should've never.
Following is a previously broadcast program.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Listening to CKUT 98.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome, Jazzmack Time. Oh, Love of Life. Albert Eiler from Music is the Healing Force of the Universe. Eiler, of course, at tenor saxophone, recording that in 1969 with Bobby Few at the piano, Stafford James at acoustic bass, James Folwell at electric bass, Mohammed Ali at the drums, Harry Vestine at the guitar, and Mary Parks at vocals. Oh, Love of Life. Good morning. That starts this morning's edition of Jazz Amok. John B. here. Nice to be back. It's been a little while since I've been with you. Lawrence has been taking good care of you, though, of course. We're here as usual on a Friday morning right here on the People's Power Station, CKUT in Montreal. The name of the program is Jazz Amok, and we feature creative jazz of a creative nature, for the next couple of hours. Bobby Few, as you may have heard, passed away last week. The free, yet I guess romantic, piano player. Of course, legendary stint with Frank White and his band in France for a long, long time. Worked, of course, with Steve Lacy, Noah Howard, and many others, including Albert Eiler, his childhood friend. We're going to start this set off with something with Bobby Few at the piano, recorded in 1977 in France. Noah Howard leading the project from the alto sax chair. Guy Pedersen at the bass. Richard Williams at the trumpet. Kenny Clark, the featured artist, at drums. But the real feature, well, joining the features, the great Bobby Few at the piano from, as I say, 77, and originally recorded for Mercury Records in France and reissued by Boxholder Recordings. This is Noah Howard and Lovers. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. number one. Number one. Number one.
from 1989, Steve Lacy, and something from the album Anthem, piece entitled Number One. Working in a large, fairly large ensemble with Steve Lacy at soprano saxophone, Bobby Few at the piano, Steve Potts at reeds, Jean-Jacques Avenel, of course, at the bass, John Betch at the drums, LaVeille and Irene Ibe at vocals, Sam Kelly at percussion, and Glenn Ferris smoking it at the trombone on that piece. Number One, 1989 recording and release on the Arista Novus recording label. Prior to that, a brand new release from the Telepathic Band and something from their Telepathic Mysteries Volume 1, just released on 577 Records. None Zero was the piece we heard, and Daniel Carter is featured at saxophones, clarinet, and trumpet. Patrick Holmes at the clarinet, Matthew Putman at keyboards, Hillard Green at the bass, and Federico Hughi at the drums. Again, a piece entitled None Zero from the Telepathic Band. Prior to that, the duo of Ingrid Lobrock and Chris Davis from their album Blood Moon, released also last year on the Intact recording label. Ingrid, of course, at saxophones, Chris Davis at the piano, and that was an improvisation entitled Gun Weep. Ingrid at soprano on that piece. Spaces Between was the name of the piece before that. Rich Haley and something from his trio recording second one with Matthew Shipp. The Shape of Things is the release. It can be found on Pine Eagle Recordings and features Rich Halley at the saxophone, Matthew Shipp at the bass, no, at the piano, excuse me, Michael Bizio, of course, at the bass, and Newman Taylor Baker at the drums. Pine Eagle recording, that's Rich's own imprint. James Brandon Lewis before that, and something from his quartet outing, Molecular, excuse me, released on the Intact recording label. Lotus Speaks, the piece we heard. James Brandon Lewis, of course, at tenor saxophone. Aaron Ortiz at the piano. Brad Jones at the bass. And Chad Taylor at drums and marimba. And we started everything off, as mentioned, with the piece Lovers from the album Red Star, Noah Howard, featuring the late, great Bobby Few at the piano. And that was that set. This is Jazz Muck right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. We're broadcasting remotely as we continue to do so through this pandemic and such. Playlists for the program can be found at jazzmuck.blogspot.ca. We post everything we play there on a weekly basis. And it's all creative jazz for the most part.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Starting off the next set with certainly one of my favorite releases from last year. The Weber Morris Big Band, Both Are True, was released on the Greenleaf recording label, and it's co-led by Angela Morris at tenor and flute, and Anna Weber also at tenor and flute. Fairly large big band, and fairly amazing music and beautiful playing indeed. We're going to demonstrate that now, I guess, with something from Both Are True. This is the piece entitled Coral, all right here in Jazz Amok. Thank you.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary from September 22nd to 26th, 2021. 5 days of music, films, art, crafts, panels, and more, featuring Cakes Tequila, Backwash, The Besnard Lakes, The Deers, Handsome Eli, and more. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must.